The Haines Assembly is once again searching for someone to take over the turnover-plagued borough manager position. Late last week, the Assembly conducted preliminary interviews with three candidates. They included two locals and one out-of-town applicant. The two local candidates, Brad Ryan and Deborah Schnabel, referenced the divisiveness that seems to shadow a lot of projects and issues in Haines. Here's Ryan.
I think Haines is a great place, and it seems like we are always on the cusp of these things happening in town, and then they kind of sometimes fall by the wayside or take a really long time to get because of the controversy. And I guess may sound a little arrogant, but I truly believe I can help bring that together to bring the controversy down and make things happen.
Ryan has been with the borough about 2 years. He came in as public facilities director, but the frequent turnover in the borough's top job led Ryan to step in as interim manager twice. The Assembly chose him for that role after the most recent manager, Bill Seward, was let go in December. Ryan did not want the permanent manager position in early 2016 during his first interim stint, but now he's changed his mind. Ryan said the lack of consistent leadership in the manager's office makes other borough jobs difficult.
I do truly believe that I can bring stability to that, and we can kind of stop this back and forth. I don't want to call it nonsense, but I can't think of a better term, that makes the director of public facilities job so challenging.
Aside from his experience as interim manager, Ryan said his leadership roles at regional watershed councils and an open communication style make him a good candidate. Ryan also said he enjoys the budgeting process, which he is now doing for the second time as interim manager. Deborah Schnabel also said she could help the borough come together on controversial topics.
I think that we oftentimes fail to exercise our better nature. That's one thing that I would definitely do my best to exemplify is the better nature in behavior, in problem solving, and in issues.
Schnabel has a master's degree in public administration. Right now, she serves as the director of the Haines Chamber of Commerce. She is a former borough assembly member, borough employee, and consultant. Schnabel said she has skills in conflict resolution, is a good listener, and has a solid history in the borough. She said her strongest asset is her connection with the community.
I feel comfortable with in walking around town, I don't think I have a label on me. I don't think I belong particularly to a particular group, that I don't have a problem picking up the phone and calling people.
The third candidate is Patrick Jordan. He has the most experience as a government administrator in Alaska and other states. Jordan is currently a county administrator in Michigan. He was assistant city manager in Unalaska for about 3 years and borough manager in Bristol Bay for about a year.
I'm there to gather information and to educate the assembly objectively without a particular agenda, no particular direction, just educate you objectively and give you the information to help you make decisions. That's my job.
Jordan said he has a, quote, servant's heart and described his experience as broad. He said he has a background working on Alaska port infrastructure projects and lobbying for legislative funding. Jordan told the assembly he would build an effective team by establishing trust.
And I understand that there are some local candidates there. And if I'm hired for this position, there may be a bridge that needs to be built, but I'm good at the relationship part of this stuff.
Jordan was a finalist for a municipal manager job in Sitka as well. But last week, the Sitka Assembly decided to drop him from its shortlist after the mayor said he received a phone call that gave him reservations about Jordan. On Tuesday, the Haines Assembly will decide which candidates to advance to the next round. The finalists will have a more in-depth interview with the Assembly and interviews with community members and borough staff. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.